Blog Talk Radio.
And everybody should know that's how love goes. It's good for the soul.
Oh, I got a long way to go, but it won't stop the pain. No, that's the kind of thing that keeps me coming back again and again.
Thank you.
It's time for the percolator. 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 Percolator.
It's time for the percolator. Kimberly Thomas. If you're joining with us live on the Blog Talk side, if you want to call in, you can dial 323-870-4375. Again, that's 323-870-4375. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in. Welcome, Chet, if I said that right. Welcome, Yolanda. Thank you for joining us. We have a great show lined up. We're going to talk about how to avoid holiday stress and mess, meaning we're going to talk about from tragedies with cooking to grief and loss. And I just want to take this moment to definitely send prayers out to those families who are experiencing loss. I particularly experienced the loss, my family, on Friday. It was sudden. And so, praying for the Southfold family on the loss of their son, their brother, which was very unexpected. Also praying for Dr. Brown's family. He's experienced two losses, two brothers within the last 3 weeks. And so just got word today that he lost another brother on Sunday. So we're definitely praying for those families that are going through bereavement and grief at this time. So again, thank you for joining us. And also we want to use this time, I know we're going to talk about a lot of things, but, I hope to gain, some type of way that we can do a prayer for the families between today or Friday. Elder King, if we can just put out there those people who want to tag people for special prayer during this holiday season, that we put them on a prayer list and send up some prayers that people are strengthened like never before during this season. It's a very rough time for some people. So I don't take that lightly, of course. Just being a clinician and just, going through life circumstances. I know some people this time of year, it's very rough for them. And so reaching out with love and kindness, it goes a long way. But ultimately, I know that prayer works. And so the more we pray, you know, the more people are strengthened. All right. So thank you for joining us. Welcome. Get your questions ready. Get your solutions ready. Right. I don't claim to know all the solutions in regards to how to handle family feuds and all that stuff. But obviously, we're going to put some tools out there that's universal that you can work with to make sure, you know, everybody's mentally well. All right. Producer, you ready to get the show started?
Yes.
You have some folks saying hello to you, too. Carla says hello, Dana. Right. Felicia, thank you for checking in. Merry Thanksgiving. Merry Thanksgiving to you as well. And so while my producer gets ready over there, you know I always have to start off with fun facts. Right, so here we go. Thank you for joining us, Kiki. You all can go ahead and share this. I actually want this to be a special show because, you know, don't say that. Because I actually want to make it useful and very much, you know, a show that they can look back on, right, for encouragement. Right. And not just, you know, the ordinary going through this season without some type of support. So my goal is that, you know, whether they read the comments or listen to the live, that they can actually get some tangible things to work with.
OK.
All right. So here we go. So fun fact.
Okay.
All right. Now, I don't know if it's fun or not, but it was very interesting to me. Did you know that Thanksgiving was almost a fast, not a feast?
Say what?
Thanksgiving.
The devil is a lie.
Right. It says here the early settlers gave thanks by praying and abstaining from food, which is what they planned on doing to celebrate their first harvest.
Say what?
Right, right. That was the plan until the Wampanoag Indians joined them.
Uh-huh.
And guess what they brought with them?
What they brought?
Corn and turkey.
Corn and turkey.
Right. They befriended the pilgrims at Plymouth Rock, and they brought corn and turkey with them for the famous first Thanksgiving.
That's right. When I needed that sound effect. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. I needed that sound effect for that right there. Just for that. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
You should have told me another time. I would have got that. That would have been hot. Like,
somebody thank God for the Wampanoag Indians who agreed to bring some food to this festive occasion.
See what the devil meant for evil.
Huh?
A fast.
Yes.
Who thought that was a good idea? You think
they were thinking
fast.
About fasting, not a feast.
The devil is big.
Right? So they kicked it off with, you know, where is the food? And here, matter of fact, we bring two dishes. Right?
Mm.
What you going to bring, you know,
so
thereafter?
So the Indians brought the main course and a side dish. Huh? Come on. That's how you come. See, you don't go to Full House empty-handed. The
we
Indians
talk about
brought
that too.
The turkey
and
a side dish.
That's right.
The turkey and the corn. Huh? Come on now. I wonder, was it creamed or was it on the
don't
top?
Don't do that. Don't
or was it fried
they,
corn?
They were not doing all of that.
Huh? Come, I just feel in my spirit it might have been fried. With some butter. Ah, glory
butter.
To God. I'm sorry. I felt that down in my... Whew.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us. You're tuning in live to the Healthy Soul Talk Show with your favorite therapist,
yeah.
Dr. Kimberly Thomas.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be talking about holiday stress and mess. Just got done with the fun fact. So I definitely want to get into the discussion because I need you all to join in on this discussion. Now, listen, we're going to start off a little light. Right. And of course, we're going to end it with talking about grief. Right. How
mm-hmm.
do you still handle the holidays when you've lost a loved one or you're trying to cope around this time? So first, let's start off with a lot of people stress out just as it relates to the menu.
Wow.
Right.
You should talk good now. I feel it in my spirit. You should talk good.
And so then I put this first because many people get stressed out. Just about the menu and cooking, you know, a lot of families, you know, get offensive around this time and who's bringing what. And, you know, and some people like to try new recipes out that they've not tried all year.
Okay.
And so things don't turn out right. And here we have some, you know, issues with the upcoming year wondering, are you going to bring that same dish you brought? You brought last year.
You let me know when I can say something.
You know what? You come right on in because we're talking about. Now, listen, all of you all that's watching, right, I need you all to post some tips for people who, now listen, this is really stressful for people because either they don't know what to bring, they don't, they're into, you know, did they like my dish last year, you know, I don't feel like cooking this year. We're going to talk about that. Like, at the end of the day, listen, right, if you don't feel like cooking for Thanksgiving, don't cook.
I have first of all, there are only two holidays I like.
Okay.
Christmas and Thanksgiving. That's it. The rest of them, because Thanksgiving, I am, the one thing about me that I am a traditionalist when it comes to Thanksgiving. I don't want crab legs and all of that stuff on my Thanksgiving. I don't want no seafood boils. And
oh, you don't want no new?
I don't want all that new stuff.
You want the soul food?
I want my Thanksgiving to be the way the Lord intended.
Well, what?
Turkey.
Did the Lord reveal this to you?
Ha and my hobah, shah. Hey, glory. I want hobah. Hey, oh my God, I felt that.
If you're just joining in, this is my producer talking about his cooking.
I want my Thanksgiving to be traditional. I don't want all the, don't come with all that extra newfangled mess. Keto. I want no keto Thanksgiving. Y'all go to Ireland somewhere. Keto. We don't want no keto Thanksgiving. We want turkey, dressings, chitlins. Sweet potatoes.
Chitlins.
Hobah. Everything the Lord made was good. That's in the book. I saw it in there. Right. We don't want that on Thanksgiving. I don't want all that newfangled stuff. All
right.
Right. We want sweet potato pie. We don't want no pumpkin pie. Nobody want no pumpkin pie.
That's a cultural thing. There's
no pumpkin pie. We don't want no pumpkin. We eat sweet potato pie. We don't eat no pumpkin pie. There's pumpkin pie around here. There's pumpkin.
Listen.
We eat pumpkin seeds.
Listen, come on, y'all. Y'all need to post some stuff now. Now, what do we, right, when it comes to cooking, to stressful cooking,
yeah,
right?
First of all, everybody can't cook.
That's your opinion, though.
No, these are facts. These are facts. These are facts backed up with years of evidence.
Okay.
I'm 49. So I got years of evidence that everybody can't cook.
All right.
Yeah.
So what do you suggest to people, honestly, that cannot cook or their skills are not as sharp as other cooks in the family?
Earlene said, we don't want keto on the island either. Right. Keto ain't the thing. Look, here's the situation. You said something out of your own mouth, and you said it, and it blessed my spirit when you said it. Thanksgiving ain't the time to be trying out new recipes.
Okay.
You know, y'all done went out and bought Darius Williams' new cookbook, and y'all done decided that y'all was going to try the recipe on Thanksgiving. You ain't tried it. You ain't practiced it. You ain't tested out on your folk at home.
Right.
You
right.
ain't tried to kill them.
Okay.
So you don't try to wait till you get to the house to the main table.
To the main table.
Right. No. You are a opening act. You are not allowed on the main stage. You know how you see the
Hey Zachary, how are you? I need you to chime on in here.
Come on, Zachary comes from a heritage of good cooks.
All right,
everybody in his family, every sister he got, every one of them. let me say it the right way. Every one of them can cook. Every one of them. I'm just telling you what I know.
So. How do you have a conversation with family members that they like to cook, mm-hmm. right? And, uh-huh. and they don't necessarily feel mm-hmm. that it's acceptable for them to bring a store-bought dish? Because that's where the stress
right.
comes in.
Uh-huh.
And it's like,
mm-hmm.
As a culture, do we make it really okay to go out and buy something store-bought without it being, you know, the joke of the dinner or, you know, being talked about, right? I don't think traditionally we've set it up where, okay, you need to bring something, but you look down upon, you know, if you bring something from the store. You didn't spend time in the kitchen cooking it.
Right.
So you put out on Front Street.
I don't think nobody gonna be upset. See, if you can't cook, right?
Right, right.
But you can donate to the cause.
Uh-huh.
So you can go down to the Walmart or you can Cash App me the money for them Aunt Bessie's already hand-cleaned chitlins.
Why do you keep talking about these chitlins? Because
chitlins is $13.74 for a 5-pound bag. So they're expensive. So if you can't cook, you can contribute to the chitlin pot. Because, you know, it takes a lot of chitlins to feed me, black African-American people.
See? Watch it.
It takes a whole lot of chitlins. And I'm just saying, if you can't cook, you can contribute. You can buy some sweet potatoes for the sweet potato pie.
All right.
You can buy some seasonings. Look, Larry's is expensive, too.
It is.
Larry's.
So do you feel like
mm-hmm.
we should be at a place now that
mm-hmm.
it's okay if we say, hey, I'll buy the ingredients
right.
and you make it?
Especially if you know you can't cook.
Because okay.
things get, look here, don't be offended, right? Don't be offended, Cash App. That
okay.
is.
All right. Okay.
You can buy the rolls.
All right.
Buy the rolls.
So you know, Felicia said something earlier. She said bring the culinary, right? The forks and the paper plate and the plate.
Oh no.
No.
Oh no, that's not no.
What?
No.
So we have to bring a food dish?
No. We eat on real plates and forks and stuff on Thanksgiving. We have the layout.
Did you just say real plates?
Real plates. We don't eat on no paper, but that foolishness, that's not of God. These people ain't saved.
Okay.
What are these people saying this stuff? Is you saved? Eat on China. Good China, the good stuff.
Even the kids?
Huh? Everybody get a real fork, real plate, real knife. We don't believe no paper plate.
Come on in,
is
y'all.
Is my mama on here?
Time on this.
Let me get
now,
my mama
now,
on
wait
here.
Wait a minute.
Look here. I believe in setting the table.
We do set the table.
No, not with paper plates.
You set the table, and then, you know, you always have, like, extra plates off to the side. Everybody's not gonna sit at the table.
Huh? What you mean? That's when you go in the closet.
Closet.
In my spirit.
Lord help us.
Do you have a closet? I felt that down in my shundo. But that's when you go in the closet and you get that leaf out for your dining room. They put them two leaves in the table and you stretch that. See, I'm sorry. I just come from the people. Come on, man. Look here. Only child. This ain't only child. Look, you.
Oh, God.
Well, Felicia, baby, glad I like you just a little bit. Don't tell me about I don't want no, ain't no paper plate, sir. No. Mm-mm. The good China. Ain't nobody, that's what the dishwasher is for. Look, if you don't cook, you can help wash the dishes.
So.
Yeah, come on.
So listen. We have to set this
come on,
out, right?
Earlene Wilfred. She saved it, got the Holy Ghost.
She said no paper,
I knew
nothing.
She was saved. Anytime your name Earlene, you got to be saved. I knew she was saved. That's a saved woman. I knew it. Her name Earlene.
So listen.
Uh-huh,
so we're saying,
uh-huh.
Are we declaring that
uh-huh.
it's okay to bring store-bought dishes?
No, that's not what we're saying. No.
So what are the parameters to buying something from
you
the store?
You can buy the ingredients. Don't come in the house with no patty pie. You bring a patty pie, you can patty yourself. You can patty your behind.
Oh my God.
You can patty yourself on back home. We don't do no patty pie.
Hey, make sure y'all praying for me. I didn't hit a nerve up in this studio.
Right. Look here. We need to go back to last week. My anxiety is high. I'm feeling anxious up in here. I'm feeling anxiety.
Oh, God.
No, Patty, you bringing a stove out this. And no. Mm-mm.
All right. So every listener, right?
The rules.
You,
unless you, if you know somebody that makes some good rolls. That woman right there that just popped on, Patricia Lewis. Bless
all
her.
Right, all
she
right.
can cook too. Bless the Lord. Don't bring. Look here. We no. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So how about if you bring drinks?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
right.
yeah.
Is
right.
that okay? Because here's where
not
people...
Now, they need to be name brand drinks. Don't come in there with no Wildwood soda. Look here. Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's all I ask for.
Oh,
all the
God.
Other holidays, the summer ones, the paper plate holidays.
So we need to get the what? What do we get? What kind of beverages are we getting?
The name brand beverages.
Wildwood is a name brand. You get that from the local gas station.
We ain't drinking no Wildwood down at the Thanksgiving.
At the Sitco.
Have you ever seen Wildwood in my fridge? In my fridge there? You seen anything around here?
No.
Thanks. The only thing, look here, you look here. The only reason y'all drinking this Ice Mountain because y'all waste my good water.
Yeah, let me just put that out there, y'all. If you don't drink all your water, you will not get. What's the name of it? Because.
Come on, Zachary Lavender. See, I knew Zachary was saved. I knew Zachary was saved because I've known him most of them. I've known him, well, he known me my whole life. I knew he was saved. He said, if you're going to buy the paper, please get the good ones. But he don't do paper plates. He wash dishes every day.
Okay.
Saved. And that's a grown man. Saved and full of the Holy Ghost.
So listen. I encourage everybody, right? Reach out now to the folk. Right? Reach out now to the folk who you know struggle with cooking or bringing a dish to let them know it is okay. It's okay to bring you the ingredients and you will, right, bake or make the dish yourself, right, with no penalty. Right? That means you can't embarrass them when they get there.
Right. If you get now the only exception to food, to like if you bring something that's already been prepared, is if you go down to the honey baked place and get you one of them honey baked spiral hams. That's the only exception to the rule.
So what if I don't have the money?
Huh? If a man don't work, I saw it in the book. I saw a Bible verse. I saw it in there. Go, Holy Spirit, bless your name. I saw it. It said, if a man don't work, he don't eat. It said, if a man don't work, he don't eat. I saw it in there.
But we're not talking about that man only eating. We're talking about the entire family.
If you don't, what you mean? What you mean? You telling me you ain't got the money for the ham? You can't get together with somebody else?
A special type of ham.
The honey-baked ham.
Let
me see how much it is. Let me look
right? And hams are expensive these days already if you go on to Jewel's, Mariano's, right? All right? So let's be clear.
Let me see here. The honey-baked ham.
So Felicia, hold on. Why are you looking that up? Felicia says, how do you convey that without being offensive? Like, in all seriousness,
your
like,
food nasty.
People appreciate it better if you do a one-on-one conversation, right? So especially if you know, if you give them ideas. So if you say, hey, this year, can you bring this? Or you have to be okay with it being store-bought. Or like we said, if you volunteer, right, to make the dish with them, I think you have to really find something that they can bring and it's appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
So not necessarily you telling them, hey, I don't feel like, you know, we can eat your dish this year, but more of why not make the suggestion, especially those families who have potlucks, right? So that's critical. If you are a family where each person is responsible for bringing a dish, because really people stress out about that. And believe it or not, if you cook under stress, meaning stress about the actual dish or how it's going to taste, you actually do more harm to the outcome of your food, right? That's different from some people cook, you know, after having a stressful day that helps them, you know, kind of decompress. They use it as a therapeutic, you know, outlet. That's totally different. But when you're stressing out over the specific dish and entertaining people and hoping they're liking it, that's a little different. You tend not to give, or it appeared that you didn't give your all because technically you were too consumed with thought instead of paying attention. So Felicia, I say in a gentle way, right? Just kind of put a list out there so everybody is on the same page with who's bringing what.
You can go ahead and read Zachary's comment because
Zachary says there are some bakeries that makes really good dessert.
This
some traditional
true.
Dishes such as dressing, sweet potato pie. Potato salad, in my opinion, should be made from scratch.
Because he got the Holy Ghost. He's saved. That's why.
Okay.
A honey-baked ham,
one
that serves about 10 to 12 pounds. That's a big ham.
It is.
You probably don't need that much. But you can get, I'm just thinking about my spirit. If you look at the different hams, they start into about $60.
Yes.
Okay, so get three of y'all together and get me a ham. If y'all ain't got $20, guess what? You don't need to come. Huh? $20.
Your baby
and your boo, whoever. Y'all get $20 together, and y'all get $20 a piece, and that's going to buy the ham. What's the problem?
I'm just saying, right? So to minimize the stress is to really focus. And listen, this is what I'm ultimately saying, too. Don't do something that is out of your comfort zone.
Come on now.
Right?
Please, right.
You know what I'm
Stay
saying?
In
like if you know that you're not a person who makes good dressing,
Ooh.
Right? Because we typically don't do stuffing.
Right. We don't do stovetop, nothing.
We do dressing.
Stovetop stuff.
So really stay in your comfort zone.
Right.
Right. If it's something that you like cooking throughout the year,
right,
contribute that dish as opposed to, you know, going out.
No. See, we you leaving too many you leaving too much of a gray area.
What's the gray
area? Just because you cook it all throughout the year still don't make it good. Because, see, I have some, see, folks can't cook, everybody can't cook greens. You ever had some gritty greens? You ever had some gritty greens? Let me tell you what, I had some gritty greens. Everybody can't cook greens.
Okay.
Or crunchy greens. Or you ever had
crunchy
spaghetti?
Greens.
You ever had spaghetti that the vegetables were still crunchy?
Help us out, Sharice. Thank you for joining us, Frida. We're talking about, you know, stress of cooking for the holidays. How can we, you know, help some people out that literally stress out over the menu and, you know, really go through a thing, right? So that goes with your comfort zone, right? That goes with your comfort zone. So we just leave it as.
If you want to make the macaroni and cheese, guess what? You can boil the water for the pasta.
Okay.
We'll let you boil the water for the pasta.
Okay.
Some folks just bring your good attitude.
You just said don't come empty handed.
Okay, well,
can
you
we
know,
bring the ice?
The ice.
Can we bring the ice? Can we bring the punch bowl? Can we bring, you
is
know,
it a glass punch bowl?
What else is it going
to
be?
Some people got them plastic punch bowls that they got down to the Sam's. We want the best right there. We thankful. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Oh, God.
Huh?
Oh, wow.
You just raised my anxiety level. I feel a crook in my neck and everything. Got the hives. I'm breaking out or something. Thinking about this.
Unbelievable.
Messing up. Is my mama listening? Because she already know.
Oh, my goodness.
Where are you going for Thanksgiving?
Mom's house.
So you want, let me just make I'm clear.
Yes.
Are you not doing the show next week?
I'll be here next week.
Oh, next Tuesday.
I'm just trying to prepare.
Oh, okay,
I don't
checking.
Want to get to the week of Tuesday
right.
and Thanksgiving is
right.
Thursday.
Okay, I'm just checking.
And we stressing out.
I'm just checking because I know ain't no show Thursday.
So check in with you. We talking about gratitude next week. So ain't no complaining next week. We doing nothing but thanks and praise and worship
right.
up in here.
And y'all
next
pray
Tuesday.
For y'all pray for Friday show.
Oh,
after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Right. You seen them pictures on Facebook after Thanksgiving when folks posting their Thanksgiving. Look here. This ain't my show. Let me check. Me and Harold Washington are going to take care of this on Monday.
Oh, God.
We're going to take care of this on Monday before Thanksgiving.
All right. So here we go. So stress-free cooking is doing what's in your comfort zone. Don't worry about, you know, going too far out your budget. Set the budget, right? You set the budget, you'll be okay, right? And don't reach out for help right now. If you know you're not good at cooking or baking a certain dish, reach out to the one who you know it gets gone real fast at the table. Right, just reach on out to them, okay? All right, the next thing we're gonna talk about is
nobody got time to be helping nobody.
Safety planning, right? What happens when you're gonna be around some family members that you feud with all the time?
Oh God!
Right, and you know confrontation time, and we got alcohol consumption, and we have, you know, you bring in new dates. To the family dinner, and everybody want to be all in your business, right? And so how do you handle that coming up? And so believe it or not, you know, it's really interesting to hear how families really fall apart around this time when there are serious family feuds. And so to the point where it leads to altercations, right? So we're here to talk about how do you plan ahead for those stressful moments?
Well, I know you slightly changed it a little bit. But
okay.
Zachary says, when my family my family and I get together for the holidays, we do a conference call.
Okay.
And we decide the menu, and each one select an item from the menu. It works for us, and it takes the pressure off one person. He says, when my mom was with us, she would prepare the entire meal. Mm. We would take her the items, and she would show us how to cook the dish. She was a culinary genius.
Right.
She was too. I know. She used to work down at the church kitchen.
Oh,
that's when the church kitchen was serving saved and sanctified
Lord
food.
Jesus.
All right,
let's get back to talking about when you can't stand your family.
Right. Okay, let's get to that. That's important.
Your family.
Right. I don't care how good the food is.
All right. So this is tough.
I ain't going. Oh, this is the part of the show I really need. Let me be quiet.
All right.
I really need this.
So is it possible to have family gatherings with no altercations?
Mm. Yes, it is. Don't
right,
go.
Right. No. See, that's where people, and we're going to talk about loneliness, right? Because the repercussion or the consequence of not joining your family because of family feud is the spirit of loneliness. So sitting at home doesn't necessarily mean it's going to give you a sense of peace, because then you've given up something, right? And so what happens when everything we just talked about, food, nobody's bringing you a plate, nobody's calling you, but because, you know, we've not yet figured out how to be around family and put it aside, put our differences aside, we choose not to go. Right, so it's a huge issue. You all, come on, chime on in when you talk about family feuds and what happens when, you know, how do you anticipate conflict, right? And you anticipate it by, if we reflect on last year, we reflect on years back when you had a conflict, such as, you know, a lot of our family members like to consume alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if some family members consume alcohol and they start to, you know, get in your face, or they smoke, you know, marijuana, and they blow it in your face. Like, some things you can avoid by saying, okay, I'm going to stay away from so-and-so, because when they get alcohol in them, they act a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you handle those family members who throw out questions of things like, when are you having kids?
Mm-hmm.
Or when are you getting married? Or, you know, you have a new partner there, and they're like, well, what happened to so-and-so?
Mm-hmm.
Right? How do you handle that type of tension? What do you do in those circumstances if you know your family's going to ask personal questions like that? So you got to prep a script.
Okay.
Right? Now, you can easily go off and tell them, stay out of my business.
That don't work?
That wouldn't quite work, right? Because in terms of them having a response to that, right, continuous questioning, you could be respectful and say, hey, I don't want to talk about this at that time. I think, especially in our culture, we really don't state up front what we need as far as respect. So we continually cross boundaries, right? So it's okay to tell somebody, hey, right, this is not the time to have that conversation. If you want to talk to me privately about that, you can. I hope you respect that, right? Because now going back and forth, that just creates more tension. So a safety planning is literally planning ahead of what type of conflict can occur, especially if you got that cousin who likes to, you know, talk about you when you come through the door. Right? How do you mentally prep for those family members who, you know, single you out, who always have something to say, who always have, you know, a slick shot coming your way? If you know this about them already, right, you can begin to mentally prep as to how you're going to deal with them.
I agree. Because
you can't say to yourself, they better not say nothing to me when we get up in here. Right? You can't.
Why you can't say that?
Because that means if you say something smart or out of pocket, this is what's going to
break.
We're
going to break more than bread up in this piece. That's what, that's what that means.
Right. You actually cut prep, like, say something smart in its own.
The Bible says put on the whole armor of God.
No.
Huh? The whole armor.
What's on your feet? The feet. You're fitted with peace. Right now, if your feet are not fitted with peace.
Hold the scripture back to me.
If your feet are not fitted with peace.
I'm glad you got it. I'm glad we got a saved counselor.
Okay. Don't walk up in that house talking about something. The first person say something smart, I'm slapping them. Right? You can't say that. You can't prep yourself like that. You have to say, I'm going in here with the Holy Spirit over me.
Mm.
Lord, guide my tongue.
Mm.
Lord, you know, you got to set it up. Mm. Right? Come on, y'all. Give me some feedback now, because we're trying to save some folk from going to jail this year. Or going home with some bruises and scars.
This is why I only go to two houses. Thanksgiving.
You only need one house to go to for something to go
there.
I'm
saying, I got my, they either 1A or 1B. 1A or 1B.
Also, listen, you can't stay at certain places too long, right? So it's no harm in saying, hey, I'm only going to stay for a few hours or whatever the time frame is. Let's be clear that you can still, you know, go to families' homes, set the time limit. This is for your benefit. This is so everybody, right, stays in line. Mm-hmm. You don't have to sit at the house where you know this, all the attention is going. If I stay too long, right, something's going to jump off. No, you set your time. Hey, I'm leaving at such and such time. Glad, you know, we were here together, and you keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Right? Some places you can't stay too long. Right? It gets a little tension. So be aware of that. Even if you're bouncing from house to house, especially with partners, I see this a lot with couples where they really struggle. I've seen some serious arguments mm-hmm. around the holidays because of the bitterness that's on one side of the family and not the other side. So what happens when you have a partner or a spouse where you absolutely know it go down every single year, right, when you go there? That's a tough one, but there's a talk that you have to have. If we know we only going to stay for 20 minutes, right, everybody has to be on the same page that we only stand for 20 minutes. Don't get up in here talking about some give me another hour.
Well, see, that...
Right? We have to be on the same page.
Okay, so let me ask you, this goes back to the original question. Why are we going?
Because it's the time that you be around, you know, because here we're also in a place where you just don't know, right, mm-hmm. when you last see these individuals. So we look at the time of year, it's the spirit of love, it's the spirit of connecting, right? And the agenda should be, can we make amends?
Good
right.
one, Zachary. Zachary says...
Oh, here comes Zachary. All right.
Do you guys remember the family vacation altercation at the Walt Disney World this past summer? It was all over the internet.
Okay.
He says, I'm almost certain this was not the first time this has happened. So we're bringing all this dysfunction on the vacation because we never yep. fixed this dysfunction at home. We can squash a lot of family drama when we talk about issues before we break bread together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't don't... look here. I came to eat, drink, and be merry. You make my food taste bad if you stand at me and you're giving me dirty looks from across the table. Your spirit ugly, you ugly. Ain't nobody got time for all of that.
So can you say, can we resolve it? Can you be the bigger person and say, hey, I know we had some tension last year.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just hug, get you know, this on out the way? Can we make amends? Can you be the bigger person to make amends?
Yeah. I say may the Lord watch between me and
thee.
While we ask it. One from an ever. I felt that down in my spirit. May the Lord watch. That's where we going.
Oh God. Oh my.
Huh? Michael Hurton says, I must be reading the wrong book. I thought it said cover my feet with the spirit of preparation. That's what it said, husband. Pray for him. You need to see if he gets.
So listen, everybody, get your safety plan. Right, your safety plan is anticipate right conflict, anticipate stress, especially if you go somewhere. And I'll say this: there are a lot of people who go to other people's homes when they don't expect to have to do any work. Right, so understand that if you truly don't want to do any work when you go to your family member's home,
mm-hmm.
you need to state that up front. Right, it's a lot of things we could be more proactive about,
right,
in minimizing our own responses, not waiting until that person does something.
Right. When my godmama come to my mama house, we already know she ain't gonna do nothing. When Mary come to my mama house, Mary ain't gonna do nothing but bring her Tupperware with her.
Hey, okay.
That's all she gonna do. She ain't gonna help. She ain't gonna help set the table. She ain't gonna help wash a dish, but she gonna eat, and the conversation gonna be good. So we deals with it.
All right.
Right. Hey, Mary, somewhere, Mary Felton. Right. But she ain't gonna. That's just the truth. She ain't gonna do nothing. She ain't gonna do nothing.
But is that okay though? Like, should we expect?
It ain't really okay, but it's okay.
Not...
We done got used to it.
So why if I'm coming to your home, I brought my dish, right?
No. She brought her take-home to-go plates. She ain't brought no dish.
Did you ask her to bring a dish?
She don't cook.
So, okay, never mind.
She'll bring the Paul Newman lemonade tea and the sodas. She brings the drinks.
Well, okay, that's her contribution then.
Huh? and you're picking out a nail green. Come on, Lissette. Come on, Lissette. Grindology up in here. Ain't picking
but
out a nail
green. You don't like gritty green, so, you know.
Not a nail. Don't nobody say not a nail like you say not a nail.
All right, listen. Let the people be, right? Right? They stay out the way. Relaxing on the couch, watching TV.
That's irritating. Show up when it's time to eat.
Okay. All right. That works. All right. So safety plan.
Go back to the safety plan thing.
Okay.
So you're insisting.
Okay.
What if it's just so toxic that it's best that you don't go?
What does that actually mean? Because when you say that leads me to believe.
I mean that your people's is two steps from straitjacket crazy.
What does that mean?
They need some Howl Dog. I don't know what that is from watching ER back in the day, but you know that it is a powder keg.
Okay.
And all you got to do is you know all it takes is who gonna throw the match first.
But again, that's conversations up front though. Like here's the thing.
But if we don't talk all year long,
that's the problem. Let's go there.
But no,
right?
I'm cool with not talking all year long.
That's not Christ-like.
Huh? Where in the Bible is it I'm supposed to talk to you?
Love.
I can love
all God's people.
I can love you from over here.
Love is an action word.
It sure is.
So get to loving the family members that you have not spoken to all year.
I heard the great gospel group Aerosmith say, "Loving an elevator, living it up when I'm going down." I can love you from a distance.
That's not action.
What you guess it is?
Have you forgiven those family members?
Absolutely. Okay. I forgive and moved on. The Bible don't say forget, it say forgive.
All right. Okay.
I'm trying to help.
So listen.
I'm trying to save folks from having a bad Thanksgiving.
The only way I say someone should not attend a family dinner is if they absolutely positively know there's going to be a physical altercation.
What if it's a mental altercation?
What's the mental altercation?
You mean mugging me from across the table.
Okay, so mean mugging you offends you to the point of what?
Zachary says it's always polite to offer and extend your help and let the hostess decline to accept. This is how I was raised. Right. That's because you saved, Zachary. These
what?
Other people ain't saved.
I'm coming with my conversation.
I just don't believe. I just don't believe that you ought to put yourself in harm's way. Some families are the equivalent of charcoal with lighter fluid, and then we're going to just keep throwing the match and see what happens.
But see, that goes with throughout the year.
Right.
Right? We have to think about, you know, what the occasion is. We're going to talk about that as far as if you're feuding throughout the year, mm-hmm. right, you have to take that in consideration because now we are saying, hey, and then, like I said, there are families who've had physical altercations, so you definitely don't want to put, especially if they haven't connected, made amends. We're not going to use the holiday season to say, hey, now let's see if you two can get along. I think that's what I want to make the point of is that if it's that level of
mm-hmm.
feuding,
mm-hmm.
right, that all through the year we've had this turbulence,
right.
then no, it's not appropriate to get together all of a sudden and say, let's just put this aside, and we know we just had this altercation a month ago, or even around summertime.
Or it's some ingrained old 10, 15, 20 year old method that's never been resolved. So ain't no sense in breaking bread.
Oh, I'm gonna work on you. I am
so serious.
Pray for them, saints. Pray for.
I
them,
have
saints.
Spent. Look, if my mama don't cook, my first of all, my mama will cook, right?
Yes.
If my mama don't cook, I'm going to Zachary's sister house.
Okay.
Priscilla McClatus. I'm running right on over there to that household because she going to look at that's where I'm going to go get my nourishment.
Okay.
Right? Because I know they're going to have everything at my mama house going to be at Priscilla house.
All right.
Right?
Okay.
Except Priscilla might throw an oxtail in there. Hey, glory!
How about
that?
Okay.
Hey!
All right. So we got it. Safety planning is controlling your emotions and your own anxiety
yes.
prior to attending, right, the family gathering. You can't control other people, but the goal is for you to control your own emotions, right, and anticipate some things happening. That also includes setting a time frame, right? Does that make sense? So let's not go to say, hey, we're going to spend the whole day here. When you know after a certain point of being there too long, you start to get irritated, frustrated, agitated. Like you need to ensure that you set yourself up for success.
The last time my mama, we decided we was gonna go to Oh, Felicia's saying I missed it. Should you attend if you have issues? Yes, you said you should go, Felicia.
I said if there's physical altercations involved, you should not go. Let's be clear. You're not going to come back and say, you know, I had to throw hands and lay hands on somebody.
Our family is a little splintered, right? It's a little splintered. That's the word I'm going to use because I'm on Facebook, and I know somebody going to go back and tell somebody. They're going to tag somebody, so it's all good. I ain't trying to be messy. But we're a little splintered, right?
Okay.
So we don't spend Thanksgiving, Christmas. We don't do holidays. Right?
Oh.
So my mom cooks at her house.
Okay.
And then my grandmama and them, they cook at their house.
All right.
Right? So a few years back, they was like, we're going to try this Thanksgiving thing. Well, my mama, her spirit of discernment is wonderful.
Okay.
Well, she likes to say, I write these stories so I can tell you what's going to happen. That's what she likes to say. So she said, we're going to go over there. So I picked her up and we went over. So I forget whose house we went over. And we get there and everybody is dry.
Mm.
You got this, why you here look on your face and all of this. And after a while, my mama, bless her heart, Cheryl Denise Mary Irene King.
What? Did you just say her whole government name?
Her government and her Catholic confirmed name. Right. She said, get your and let's go. And I said, okay. And we went back to her house, and I go upstairs, there's a full meal prepared. Because she knew.
Right.
That it was going to be messy. And we went right on up them stairs and had our own Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So we good.
Okay.
So we just, you know, and it's unfortunate.
Right.
It's unfortunate, but if you don't want to resolve, and I'm in 100% agreement with you. I know I'm laughing and joking, but I'm 100% agreement with you that a lot of those issues do need to be worked out and resolved ahead of time. But you cannot work out issues, and you can help with this. You cannot work out issues if people aren't willing to be honest and allow people
Absolutely.
To be heard. Let people speak their truth.
Right.
You might not agree with it.
Right.
But you have to let people speak their truth and then deal with the circumstances of
right.
it.
Right. And we often say that what that looks like is when you tell people how you feel about certain things happening, you have to make sure you keep it on how you feel.
Right.
Because when you open that door, if I say, you know what? Last year you offended me when you said this.
Mm-hmm.
That had nothing to do with me telling you how I felt.
Right.
Right? My feelings were hurt last year because
right.
I felt like I was, you know, the oddball or I was the joke of the night, right? Mm-hmm. When you open the door for people to respond, that's where we kind of lose control
mm-hmm.
of the interaction.
Right.
Because we are attacking people and it's not intentional, but you know, you're quick to say what event occurred
right.
versus putting out there, like I felt, you know, I felt on the outside, right? And,
right.
and I don't want to feel that this year.
Right.
So how then do we plan, right, that everybody feels included? So I think, you know, just being in this profession, when you listen to people and the heartbreaking, you know, they're
mm-hmm.
under stress,
mm-hmm.
it's like they really haven't told the individuals
mm-hmm.
how they truly felt.
Right.
Right. My feelings were hurt.
Right.
I felt betrayed.
See?
I felt like I'm not a part of this family.
Right.
We don't get that stuff out.
No, we don't do that.
Right, we get to, you know, you said something smart and I felt like slapping you. We go that route.
Pretty much.
And that was like, okay, let's go outside.
And I told you to go to hell and that's where we went.
Right.
Pretty much, that's what it's going to be.
So really, really thinking about, like, you know, we have to get used to that. And that's part of this platform is that we need to understand, we need to share more about how we actually feel
mm-hmm.
with our emotions as opposed to attacking a person about something they've done.
Mm.
That's right. That's the key difference is less attacking of each other and more of if I tell you how I'm feeling, you can't really argue with me over
how I'm feeling.
Right. So it minimizes that type of confrontation. So that's the safety planning part. Right. Now we get into how do we plan these holiday seasons. You know, no, our, how do we plan it? And this is where people get overwhelmed. People get overwhelmed with the budget. People get overwhelmed with, you know, can they get everything done? People get overwhelmed with how many people houses they're going to. Right. And it really becomes to like you get all these invitations, you get all these, you know, you know, I'm thinking about you. Can you stop over? And people actually try to accommodate all these invitations only to find how overwhelmed they are. Right. And they have a family of their own. So we're saying, you know, don't make all those commitments. Right. Don't make all those commitments to go to people's homes or, you know, even now we're doing a lot of outside the house activities. Right. Be mindful of overstressing yourself or overexerting yourself just to get to everybody's invitation. Right. Because everybody, a lot of people are having stuff right around this time of year. And you cannot commit to everybody's invitation. That's just, you know, not realistic. And then, you know, understanding that, you know, we talked about monetary, you know, setting a budget. This is not the time of year to go broke.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And a lot of people feel like, you know, even if they're hosting the event, like they really set the budget so high that they begin to fall deficient in other areas.
Right.
And it's like, why do we do that? Yeah, why would you feel like
you
we have to
easily spend? I went the other day, I got to make five cheesecakes. Mm. Right? That was $90.
Right.
For cheesecake ingredients. $90.
Yep.
Right. So, yeah. So, and that's just for cheesecake.
Now you
add that with food.
Right.
That's a dessert. So yeah, I know better. I did. I got to the restaurant. I'm like, what the hell?
Did you just say?
I said $90. What the hell?
You can't
what? Say hell?
No.
Probably can't say hell. I'm trying not to go. You got the record? That's why black folks in trouble now. We scared to say hell. We scared to act like it is one. You're going, huh? I'm just saying.
No, only the unsaved, those who have not confessed.
And folks who use Velveeta in their macaroni and cheese.
What? Anyway, so plan a budget. Don't exceed the budget. Stop trying to impress people, right? You cannot do it all. Don't commit, right, to all these events to go to. Pick a couple, call it a day, and let's enjoy the season, right? Let's enjoy the season. So I really hope that, you know, even in the planning stages with your families, right? I've had, you know, and I'm just speaking on my experience with couples where they have full-blown arguments to the point of intense interactions, if you will, up in each other's face, right, about the holidays, hosting the holidays, right? So, you know, please understand that planning these events, right? Don't overexert yourself. Don't overdo it, as they say, right? As the young folks say, you're doing too much.
Right. Zachary, ask your sister Priscilla, can I make a cheesecake? She knows all about it. She knows all about it. You know what? I can't cut the cheesecake.
What is, do you let it get firm enough?
No. I mean, cut it like in all the perfect little, like his sister know how to cut a cheesecake into like 17, like 20 slices. It'd be all perfect and lined up. Mine being like, you know, like you want a piece. Daddy. Just get a fork and dig in. Anyway, yes, sir. Yes, sir. She know all about it.
Velveeta makes a darn good mac and cheese.
What?
So there you go.
Your mama didn't use no, look here.
Oh
look here.
Here
look here. My dear didn't use no Velveeta in her macaroni and cheese. I know that for a fact. Even when she had to make it down at the church house. She used that Colby because I had to help grade it. I know all about it.
Anyway.
Colby Jack cheese.
All right.
Cheddar cheese.
Mac and cheese from scratch. That's the point.
Yeah,
make
we
it
want
from
that,
scratch.
Not that Kraft cheese and macaroni. That is not.
All right, we got it. So plan to reduce stress by not overwhelming yourself with just the planning stages of the holiday. Got it? Even when, you know, especially when we get to December, we're going to talk about Christmas and you know, really diving into why people really get anxiety and depression, extended, you know, intense depression around that time, all right? But for right now, we're talking about Thanksgiving, right? Set some boundaries.
Well, you had me depressed at the beginning of this show.
set some boundaries. You know what?
Is that part of your is the council supposed to make people depressed?
How did I make you depressed?
You made me anxious. I had anxiety going
on. Talking about the food?
I was feeling some kind of way. I was feeling some kind of way.
Are you even cooking all those dishes that you talked about?
I'm helping my mama cook.
No, I said, are you?
What's the question again?
I didn't say if you were the, what is the sous chef?
I am the sous chef. Cut this, grate this, put that over there. Get that, yeah. It's Hell's Kitchen for real. You get cussed out.
No, I think people value food, especially in our culture. And it's like, okay, you know, you really want to I know people like quality food, good food.
Absolutely.
But let's be fair, right? Don't make people feel uncomfortable.
No, it's not about making them uncomfortable. It's just, you know, go watch TV. Here's the remote.
Okay, you either want us to help or go sit down.
Here's the remote. Go set the table.
The table needs to be set.
No. If you're coming early, if you ain't helping, you can help set the table.
Oh, Lord.
What you mean? You got to set the table, put all the stuff out. You got to use the napkins because, wait, we have real napkins. You got cloth napkins on the table and everything.
Come on with it. Okay.
Come on, man. Look here.
All right. So let's get into talking about this last one. And I saved this one
for
last.
Earlene Wolf says we made her miss her street coming from work.
We're sorry.
I done did that before, too.
You be so, careful out
right,
there
don't
now,
be watching
right?
Facebook. You better be listening. People will be watching. We ain't got no insurance. Don't be blaming us.
God bless you. We praying that you get home.
Right, Earlene, you say you'll be all right. Your name,
we got you, all right?
She's full of the Holy Ghost.
That's right. So, listen. Remembering loved ones that have passed away around this time.
Okay, that was a question that came up earlier, too. How do you
I have a different take on when we talk about grief around this time, because in our culture, mm-hmm. we've kind of suppressed feelings, right? We don't generally talk about our loved ones around this season. We kind of know that there's a cloud. We kind of know that, you know, we're missing someone in the flesh, in the natural.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But a part of grief on my side is I look at it as, how do you create traditions? How do you create what we call at dinner time, you acknowledge mm-hmm. the loved ones, you create tributes, if you will,
mm-hmm.
to those individuals. So we say embrace that time, because on our side, we don't really look at how do you live without this person.
Mm-hmm.
We look at how do you live with this person in the spirit. Like, we look at, okay, they're in your heart, they're in your memories, so why can't we enjoy the happy memories that they had
right
around this time, and that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be emotional, but we don't want to transition into depression because of, you know, missing the loved one versus remembering the good times. So we're definitely not saying you shouldn't have emotions sweep it aside like the elephant in the room. Like, we know that someone's not here, we're missing our loved ones. Mm-hmm. Actually create a tradition where you acknowledge them around this time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so definitely I think we should do more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We should do more of acknowledging our loved ones, as opposed to kind of putting it aside. And that's where people struggle at, is sometimes when we talked about being lonely, they isolate themselves
mm-hmm.
from spending time with their family members because of their missing the loved one that passed away.
Okay.
Right? So we're saying that it's okay to remember your loved ones around this time.
Mm-hmm.
That actually brings more strength, more support, more, hey, we can get through this together,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to isolating yourself.
Yeah, I think it's this year. Lissette asked that question. I'm sorry. So, yeah, Lissette asked the question, how do you deal with the loss? Thank you, Felicia, because mm-hmm. I asked the wrong person. How do you deal with the loss of love? I think it's important, because I know for this year, there's been, I told somebody the other day, I am so sick of funerals.
Right.
It's been a lot of them.
Yes.
It's been a lot of them this year. And so I know it's going to be hard for some people.
Right.
First Thanksgivings without people.
Right.
I know even for my, I call her my other mama. She, you know, her husband passed away. This is going to be her second Thanksgiving without her, without him. And they were married for almost 30 odd years.
Okay.
So, and that's difficult, you know.
Right.
The young lady who was part of our show, part of Teach Up the Family, when she passed away, this is going to be their first.
I worked
first
with her years ago.
You did with Sharisa?
Yeah, Action for Children.
Wow.
Talking in the late 90s.
That's crazy.
Late 90s.
Yeah, so she... it's going to be the family's first Thanksgiving without
right.
her. And she could cook too, praise the Lord.
Right.
Mm. Chicken salad was from heaven. It really was. But yeah, it's like, so this, you know, and she has children and her husband's still here.
Right,
and,
right.
And so that's going to be
her
difficult. And then
well, yeah.
her parents as well. Then even here, you know, all these people here who we did funerals for and at my
yeah.
old church, it's like that there is going to be this, this grieving period. And I know even with Zachary, I don't know if he's still on here, and I don't think I'm sharing too much, but, you know, they lost their mom right before or around Thanksgiving. So
okay.
it's always difficult,
yeah.
you know,
right?
Which is why I think they make it a point to make sure they all get together.
Correct.
On that time frame so nobody is sitting around the
right.
house, you know.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's where in our community we want to push it's
mm-hmm.
okay to get together
yeah.
and remember.
Yeah.
Right. Again, not focusing on as it's a tragedy, but focusing on the good part, the memories.
Mm.
Let's celebrate
mm-hmm.
this person because we want to, this is how we live with them now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, you know, it's really where, because we have so much going on around us, we're always reminded of lives being lost.
Mm.
Right? That's hard in itself, just
right.
from a day to day.
Right.
We're always reminded of someone or someone is losing their life. So here we are at the holidays where, okay, how do we remember our loved ones? So we just want to know that, you know, from a spiritual standpoint,
mm-hmm.
right, that God gives us strength to
mm-hmm.
get through these times.
Absolutely.
And it's okay.
Absolutely.
Right? To pay tribute to our loved ones around this time.
Felicia says, who or what creates those feelings around particular holidays?
It's not really one particular who or what in terms of an identified person or a thing. We just know that people, they miss the physical, right? They miss the voice. They miss the laughter. They miss, right, those fond memories that we shared around those holidays. And I'm just here to say people, places, and things create those feelings around those particular holidays. We have where we talked about food earlier, certain dishes can remind you of that person, right?
Yeah.
Certain people's homes can remind you of those people. And that's how we get to people isolating themselves
mm-hmm.
because we really don't make it where it's okay. It's okay to let's embrace our emotions right now,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's a good thing, right? We
mm-hmm.
want to be able to celebrate and live with, right?
Mm-hmm.
This person not being with us, not live without them.
Okay.
Right. And that's, you know, just being in the counseling profession,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people say, how do I get over, right?
Wow.
How do I get over it? We don't want you to get over it. We want you to cope with the new way of living
okay.
with this person, which is where? In your heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're never going to leave your heart, right? If you talk to people who've lost parents, there's not a day that goes by that they don't think about their parent.
Right.
That doesn't mean that they transition into what we call major depression or,
mm-hmm.
you know, some mental health issue. But it's unrealistic to tell a person that you'll get over this.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we're insensitive to that. No, let's embrace the memories.
Well, we don't get to tell people how long to grieve. We don't get to tell people how to deal
Absolutely
with loss.
Not. Absolutely
you know, the
not.
Goal is to not,
Absolutely
you know,
not.
You know, you didn't die with them and you're not trying to die with them. But we don't get to tell you. I heard a minister who did a funeral here, one of the funerals I had to go to this year. He told the crowd, he was like, I can't, he says, when the Bible says people may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, he says, here is the deal. The Bible never says how long your night gonna last.
Yep. Right.
So who am I to tell you,
right.
you need to get over it.
Right.
So we have to be careful of trying to force people out of
correct.
Their thing. Now that don't mean
right.
like you said, you don't stay in the house and ball up into some big ball of depression or anything like that. But you still take the time to, you know, it's okay to miss the person.
Right.
It's okay to sit back and look at pictures and think and reminisce about the good stuff.
Right.
And then, you know, and laugh about it.
Right.
You know, I still laugh when I go to Priscilla's house and you know, I go over there. And I remember all the days that I spent sitting in the den with Lovey McCurtis.
Okay.
And the den is so different now because it used to be what I used to call his man cave. Now it's a lady cave. And so it don't even feel the same. So I don't even sit in there anymore. I sit at the dining room table when I go over there. But because I sat on the floor. I didn't even sit on the couch. I used to sit on the floor, literally. I would just lay out on the floor because that was the relationship we had. We just would talk. And it was difficult for a while, you know, but then we laugh about every time we get together. Now we laugh about something he did or something that happened because that's how we cope.
Right.
And it's okay.
Right.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
Okay. Felicia says, I guess, I mean, why are those feelings heightened around those holidays other than any other day? And, you know, when we think about, the holiday season in general, Felicia, mm-hmm. we always desire to spend it with the people we love the most. Mm-hmm. And that goes for their birthdays. That goes for anniversaries. That goes for other holidays that we talk about. That's not what we call, you know, national holidays, right? Mm-hmm. So where everybody celebrates it. But around those times of the year where you absolutely know this is a person that you spent it with and the joy that came with that, mm-hmm. it's heightened around this time because we know that this is a time where we embrace, right, the season, mm-hmm. right, especially giving God thanks for them, mm-hmm. right? So we're giving God thanks in a different way, which tends to bring on a different emotion in us because physically I can't tell you I love you. Physically I can't hug you and hold you. My feelings are heightened because some of the things that I used to do, I can't do anymore. So how do I process that from year to year? I have to do it in a different way.
Okay.
Right. And that's, we have to get used to that, right? We have to, as a human nature, we have to get used to loving that person without them physically being here.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So,
and I think just to, and correct me if I'm wrong. I think a lot of times around the holiday season, because that's when a lot of the memories were made anyway.
Absolutely.
So that's why it's for some people, not all.
Right.
But for some, they made really great memories.
The traditions were there.
Right. You made memories with this person. And so now it has become difficult around those holidays. I know people who lost people around Christmas time who don't put up Christmas trees anymore.
Okay.
Because they used to do it with the other person, and that person's not here. And it's like, well, did you? And my question to them was, did you like having the tree up? Yes. Well, why don't you have the tree up?
Right. And when you think about that, we say typically that you would have an easier coping time if, using your example, put up the tree and embrace the emotions that come with that piece versus trying to suppress right, the memory, because right now you're trying to suppress the memory that the tree brings versus let's embrace the emotions that will come with, because they're more pleasant. They're more, you know, of the loving emotion that you desire to have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard sometimes because those are the things that typically we don't get in therapy, mm-hmm. right, versus like you had a conversation with that person. But people stop doing things like that, and it's like that brings them more into the depressive state than handling, you know, let's just say they cry or something like that.
I remember as a kid, my mom was a huge Days of Our Lives fan, right? Okay. So, you know, on soap operas, the holidays are always a big event on all the soap operas. It's like something crazy is going to happen at Christmas. It's always something. But on Days of Our Lives, I used to have to record it for her. On Days of Our Lives, one of the families, I can't think of their last name, but they had a tradition of hanging ornaments on the tree.
Okay.
And they always hung the ornaments on the tree. So everybody had an ornament. They had the new, if there were any new births, that person's name was on the ornament. But they always took the time to show the ornament of the people that had passed away.
Okay.
Or who were no longer even on the show. But they made that a part of the family gathering around the Christmas tree to recognize those people that were no longer there. So that was their way of still celebrating.
Okay.
You know, and I know it's a soap opera, but I just thought about, like, wow, that's still a cool tradition.
Right.
Because you're honoring those people that are no longer here, and you're not, you know, and you're still able to go ahead and celebrate the true meaning of the holiday.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so for Thanksgiving, my thing is, is I would tell people, I know it's difficult, but it's a time of Thanksgiving. Be thankful for the time you
Absolutely.
Had with them. Be thankful for the
right.
time you had with them, because you know, it could have been some people didn't get as much time as you got.
Right.
So be thankful for the time you
and
had.
And it's okay. I think we want to press here.
Yeah.
It's okay
yeah, absolutely.
To remember your loved ones around this season.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So just wanted to kind of transition the show, you know, into that, understanding that now is the time where we embrace right, those memories of our loved ones, still creating those traditions and paying those tributes. All right. So the recap here is, listen, right, from start to finish of the holiday season, plan ahead. Right. Don't do too much. Don't put yourself out there. Right. As the kids say, you know, don't you're doing too much. Right. So don't do too much. Avoid too many commitments. Make a budget. Stick with it. You know your own budget. So don't get influenced. They said that this year in August, in September, they started promoting Christmas and Thanksgiving. And they said that significantly contributed to people's stress this year, because we're starting earlier and earlier in our stores,
they're
right?
They're not even talking about Thanksgiving, actually. It went straight to Christmas.
That's true.
It went straight to Christmas.
I saw Halloween candy
and then Christmas decorations.
And Christmas decorations.
We went right from Halloween candy. I mean, November 1st.
Yes.
If you went by a Walgreens
yes,
or a Walmart
yes.
or a Target, all
yes.
the Halloween candy was up on sale in the front.
Right.
But Christmas trees
were
up.
Lights and everything.
They were up. One of the things I loved about Nordstrom's is Nordstrom would not put up Christmas trees until December.
Got it. Okay.
They will not. It's part of their.
Okay.
They will not put it
Enjoy
up until
season.
December.
Enjoy the season. It,
each season needs
okay.
has to have its own
the holiday
time frame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we say don't pay attention to that. A lot of people get stressed out eating in stores. They run. They sure did.
Right.
So I didn't see very many pumpkins, anything orange or autumn leaves, anything
mm-hmm.
like
the
that.
The pumpkins went away with Halloween.
Right.
They did. You don't even see them no more. Like,
yeah.
can I get a squash or something? Ooh,
yeah. So we're not going to get overwhelmed. We will remember the reason for the season.
I just got happy.
Right?
Acorn squash. Mm. With some brown sugar and some butter would change your life. Have you ever had acorn squash?
I have. I love it.
Acorn squash is a blessing from God.
Everybody can't cook that, though.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
You have to really
you got
work
to know what you're
that.
Doing.
Yes.
You got
yes.
to know what you're doing. I make a mean acorn squash.
Okay. Look at you. All right. Okay.
I have skills.
Skills. Okay.
Jeez.
All right.
I had to have skills, because now one of my ex-wives could cook. Pray for him.
Okay. So, I'm not saying nothing to
these
that.
These is facts. These is facts. We can call them. These is facts. They ain't going to lie.
Okay. Let's
lie.
Remember what the season is about.
Ooh.
Being thankful.
Oh, thankful.
Good food. Don't overexert yourself, right?
I'm not overeating.
Okay, let's safety plan. Plan our safety planet, right? Right, meaning that we're going to go with the right spirit, not an aggressive spirit, not a fighting spirit.
Remember,
we're going to go
right
with the spirit of love.
In me.
Mm. All right? We taking God with us.
Lord
have mercy. To the dentist, all right? So, next week we're going to get into gratitude, right? We're going to talk about gratitude and what that actually is, right? and so thank you all for joining in. What I'm going to do is, because I wanted to talk about what I want to share, right? We for the rest of the week, right, we're going to promote some things. I'm going to try to get TTLO to get on this with me. We want to promote, solicit people for prayer.
Okay.
Right? So we can put something out there asking people to tag people who
okay.
need prayer in this season.
Oh, we can do that.
And then, you know, you either choose next Monday, Tuesday, whatever to send up that prayer.
We can do that.
You know, just so we can show that somebody's praying for the people during this holiday season. Right? I think that's very critical. Suicide thoughts are high this season. people, you know, feeling of loneliness is it's a very intense thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about being alone. We're talking about the spirit of loneliness.
Mm.
It's very, very intense for people. So we definitely want people to know that if anything, they have at least two people praying for them. And I'm pretty sure the family of the show, other shows on here, can be tagged to say, you know, we care about the people in their well-being. You know, that's why we're Christians, right?
Yeah.
Right, we designed to pray for those who are down.
I love the idea. We gonna make sure we do that. And you make sure, because you know my mind is bad. So you make sure you say something to Tanya so she can send something.
Okay.
Out. Can your mama cook?
Absolutely. She shifted a little bit. Not shifted as in she can't, but like she shifted more dishes on me. So she likes to cook the meat.
Can you?
Yes.
Cook. You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't have a choice. Kids are your best critics.
Oh, yeah. Kids will tell
you. Kids
it all.
Would tell you in a heartbeat, like, what is this? And
yeah,
I need you to go try this again.
So, yeah.
So, yes, I'm pretty good.
Okay,
right?
Just checking.
Especially if
just
I'm checking. Asked to keep doing it every year.
Because I know Brother Harold Washington.
He on somewhere now, probably. I think Kitchen Chronicles did just come on.
Okay.
Brother Harold Washington can throw down because that boy made some chili the week before here and blessed my whole spirit. So, yeah.
Well, we see how he going to do with soul food.
Oh, well, we're going to see.
Soul
Alicia
food.
Said, what is that now? What is that? Uh-oh.
My neighbor committed suicide 2 years ago on Christmas. He was 76. Absolutely, we have to check on people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Very true.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And age doesn't matter, right?
What do you think about this? Is it, what's the feeling on checking on people that you ain't checked on all year, but you're doing it because it's the holiday? How do you think that's going to be received?
Received?
Yeah, how do you think they're going to receive
it? Now, honestly, it really depends on how you come to them, right? And how you define checking on people all, you know, through the year.
Okay, well, it's two things. Okay, so there is the ambiguity. But it's the ambiguous Happy Thanksgiving text. I hate those.
Right.
And I hate to use the word hate, but I really do hate.
Okay.
Because I ain't talked to you all year.
All right.
And you're coming to me with Happy Thanksgiving. And it's like you don't even really mean that. So,
I agree. It's just you going through the formality.
Yeah, yeah. So is that your form of, and that's really not a form of checking on somebody.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely not.
So how do you? So what do you? What is the? We got time because we all right. What do you think is the response to how do you? Because some people may not receive that.
Right. So I think that if you're checking on people, you're checking on people, meaning you're going to visit them.
Mm-hmm.
That's my idea of checking your people, because I may not answer the phone when you call, right? Because I don't know what you want, right? So if you really want to check on me, or if you necessarily, how do I know if I'm can come over to visit, right? Don't do it on the holiday,
right?
Does that make sense? So we're in the holiday season,
yeah.
So if you say I want to connect with all the people that I haven't connected with all year, you know. Don't just connect with them on that holiday, because now are you going to spend time with them right on the phone if you decide to call?
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot goes into the motives, right? Are you doing it just for your conscience, or do you really care about my well-being? So I really believe it's all in the approach, right? Because some people can send out mass Christmas cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that idea makes people happy, right? Because I'm still on your mind, right? You know what I'm saying? So I get Christmas cards through the mail a lot from people that I don't talk to all year, but just for the simple fact they still have me on their mind. They're actually mailing me a card, not a text, right? Not an email, e-card,
right.
An actual card.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So really looking at, you know, who is coming from, right? If I'm a family member and you only calling me around this time, I may have some issues with that.
Felicia says, that was my first question. If we've been avoiding each other all year and we have to get together on the holiday, seems phony. Why go through that?
Yeah. And you know what? We don't talk about this either as to why we only get together on holidays.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I know some families, my late friend, Sharissa, them folk got together every Sunday, every week.
They are
close knit.
Sincerity is very important.
You piss one off, you piss the whole crew off. But they are tight. They are thicker than thieves. It was just that, you know, but they got together.
And I want to be clear, like, that's different from people who come in from out of town.
Right. That's understood. You out of town.
Even if they live far away and they're still in some part of Illinois, that's the exclusion. But if we live within 5 miles, 10 miles, 15 miles, from
absolutely,
and I'm speaking for myself, right? Because I'm thinking about family members who, you know, we see each other on Facebook. Meaning, I know you're okay because you're still posting.
Right.
We tend to think that we're still connected in some way, but we've kind of as we develop in technology and social media, we've really lost.
Facebook has tech, social media rather. I shouldn't say
over
Facebook.
It has, family,
it has taken away from the connection.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And over the years, some of us have just become distant.
Because it's easy to send a message.
Right. Or before even Facebook really got on and popping, we disconnected. So, I mean, Felicia, it really depends on the closeness of the relationship you once had with the person. Because, you know, you have family members where this really is the only time we get together, right? So growing up, we may not have had that closeness. So I really think it depends on where we once were, you know, moving.
She said she lived 5 miles away and you calling me about a turkey. I understand, though. I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's tough, but it's like, do we do something about it, right?
I guess the question is, how important is maintaining that relationship to you? Or if you
That's
haven't
true.
Thought about that person all this, so because if I ain't thought about you all year and you calling me, it obviously don't mean much. What's the level of importance does that person hold in your life?
Because
if they hold no level of importance, then you know what? Again, may the Lord watch.
And that's tough because it's like family is not as tight as it was, I would say, 30 plus years ago. Right, it's not as tight. There are cousins now that don't know each other because the parents and I'm talking second generation
because
cousins.
The sisters and the brothers
correct.
Stop talking
right or
so
aunts
kids,
and uncles right.
So, they don't know their second cousins
correct.
Right.
So there are generations where they honestly see each other in passing by or at funerals.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I say 30 plus years ago. You know, families were much tighter than they are right now.
And I think that's because, too, the definition, and I don't want to go way off the scale, but the definition of family has changed over the years. Because I am one who believes, you know, because we share DNA don't make us family.
I understand that, but
because I have people that are closer to me than any blood relative.
Of course.
Yeah.
But it's like, what do you do when you once had a relationship with family members and for whatever reason you drifted apart? That void, that loss never really goes away, even if you form other relationships, right? And I get what you're saying, but the idea that I have blood relatives that I'm not connected with, but I have, you know, these friendships, this brotherhood, this sisterhood over non-blood relatives, that still would come across your mind like, okay, how did this happen?
I think,
right? How did it happen?
I think if it's something that occurred all of a sudden, you would say that. If it's something that has transpired over years.
Absolutely.
Decades.
Right.
Decades.
Right. And this goes to what Felicia said. My mom and her sister have two different religions.
Oh.
Been separated for years. Just
she
sad.
A witness.
Jehovah's Witness. So
You should
tough
be a witness for my Jesus. You should be a witness.
That's not their song.
Oh. I know. I was just trying to help the people. I was trying to be a witness. But no, they don't sing nothing about no Jesus.
They don't sing nothing about no
nothing
Jesus.
About Jesus at the Jehovah's Witnesses. no, I think...
It's a tough one.
It is tough because if we're talking decades of separation, then
right.
you don't feel, you know, and it's unfortunate if something happens to them,
right.
you realize, oh, this is my brother, this is my sister. I need, and then now you feel obligated to go if something negative happens to them
right.
because they are your blood.
Right.
Whereas that friend of yours who is closer to you than a brother
okay.
or closer to you than a sister, something happens to them, you don't have no problem running to see what's wrong.
Right.
Because you have a
right.
relationship there. When there is no relationship, you know, it's like for me, if some of my family members call me, or if I get a text, or I find out on a Facebook post that somebody in the hospital, you know, I'll, you know, it's like, okay, it's the obligation to go.
Right.
But then, see, I'm obligated two ways. One, because I'm a preacher. So it's like, okay,
okay.
you got to
right.
go. You know,
right.
but so I exclude the family part.
Okay.
So I go based off of this is part of what I have to, this is part of my
Desire.
My responsibilities,
yes.
right?
Yes.
But when it comes to, you know, certain things, people don't include you or include you and stuff. It's
right.
like, you know, and you try, I'm not one who holds grudges.
Right. Okay.
I try to help my mom not hold grudges.
Right.
But as she likes to tell people, she's a Virgo, whatever that means, I don't know. But
yeah,
right.
Okay.
You know, and my mom will tell you in a minute, she will hold a grudge for life.
Really?
And I'm like, you know, that's not healthy. But
you know, we got to talk about that upcoming, you know, what happened to the family tree?
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Right. We got to talk about
that's
that.
A good subject.
What happened to the family tree?
I may come. No, I ain't gonna sit over there. I'm gonna sit over there.
Okay.
Stay over here.
All right, y'all. Thank you for hanging on in there with us. Like I said, we're going to extend this to prayer. So when we put out those posts to listening people, to tag people for prayer for the holiday season, please make their names known and drop them in there because we are intentional about this thing. And so we're going to close it out here. Again, you've been joining the Healthy Soul Talk Show with your favorite therapist, Dr. Kimberly Thomas. We're located in Maywood, right off First Avenue. We are a full-fledged counseling center ranging from domestic violence for perpetrators, anger management, family counseling, individual counseling, couples counseling, emotional disturbances. We do it all. Give us a call if you need referrals or if you want to just sit down for a consultation. Until next week, have a great one, and we will connect back next week. We love you too, Felicia. Thank you to everybody who continued on with us throughout the show. All right, we out.
She loved your show. Wish it was 3 hours.
No, you don't.
I haven't been here no 3 hours. Talking about she missed the show for 3 hours. Ain't nobody finna be here no 3 hours. What's he saying? What happened? Oh, you saw the oh, because yeah, you got the delayed version over there. I know, right? Right. I'm waiting for the mix part to come in. Right. I'm like, where's the rest of the, where the house part at? I'm waiting for the other part to kick in. Thank you.
good for the soul.
What's up, my mix?